Hi, I'm Alicia.
And I'm Katie.
And this is Crime Squared.
Do you know what episode it is?
I was just going to say, I think it's episode 7.
How confident are you on that?
Like a 50-50. This might be episode 8. I was trying to figure out all the ones that I've done so far. I'm like, I think I'm off somewhere.
Yeah, it's 7.
7? Okay. Whew.
That's why I titled all of mine at the top so that I can match them up.
Yeah, I started to just like make a list of all the ones that I've covered because I researched some particular topic and this case came up. I'm like, I feel like I've heard of this before. And I'm like, you dingus, because you covered it already. You're the one that did it. Yeah, you should know.
It's too early to be doing that.
I know. It's been a week or month, I guess.
It's way too early to be doing that.
But hey, I'm even drinking just soda and water. So I'm even fully sober 100% and I'm still a little confused.
Welcome to my life.
But you got Prego brain.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Prego brain than just my mind going a million miles an hour.
I got both. That's stressful.
Oh, man.
So I have to tell you this. Last week, so Lake's favorite Disney series is Toy Story, right?
Uh-huh.
So last week, Baby was the size of Mr. Potato Head, and this week he's the size of Slinky Dog. So now we're just working our way through characters. I don't know what next week is going to be, but I hope it's something to do with Toy Story too.
Did you tell him that?
He doesn't understand the correlation.
No.
He just thinks that we're going to watch Toy Story.
Yeah,
well. And he can tell me where Sissy is. But he doesn't get, like, that's how big Sissy is.
Yeah.
And he's been super clingy, like, the last week and a half. Been cuddly and laying on my belly. And I think he just knows something is happening. He's not quite sure what's going on. But that something is going on and things are going to change. Because the dog has been the same way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
They've both been super clingy. And
I was like that before, like right towards the end. But Costello, granted, you know, we had to put him down right before. But Costello started to get really clingy. And like with how big Costello is, thinking he's a slap dog, all of a sudden it just like clicked. And he was just like very gentle. And would, like, put his nose up my belly. And I was very, very big. So anytime we did, I was like, oh, I can't see you. But I can feel your nose on my belly.
We always take him when we go to the beach on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll sit on my lap. And he's a little 12 Pomeranian mix. And he sits on my lap right in front of my belly. And then, like, curves himself up. And puts his head on top of my belly.
Making sure he gets all those effective snuggles in there.
I guess so. I think he's trying to get one of them on his side because Lakin just likes to pick on him.
Well, I think all kids will just pick on the dog, especially because Eclipse is so tiny.
Yeah.
I mean, Costello would just knock the kids over, but Eclipse is just chill. And he's old.
Yeah, he's 11.
Yeah,
he's old. Not about that bullshit. He's like, yo, just let me sleep. Leave me alone. All I want to do, unless you're going to drop some bacon for me, just pretend like I don't exist. Because even Lakin tries to like grab his toys and he's like, and like shaking it in front of his face. And he's just like, no,
I'll play when I want to play.
He's not even that playful anymore.
No.
It'll last like 2 minutes and then he'll bring his toy up on the couch and just lay down.
With it?
Yeah, he's just like, okay, I'm good. This is enough now. Thank you.
I remember when we were down there, Ariana would try and play with him, and he would for like a second, and then Ariana goes, I don't think he likes me. I'm like, he's just old, sweetie. Like, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's not enjoying that like you do anymore.
And he's never been like a big player. He would play a little bit, but he's always just been like a very cat-like dog. He just wants to lay down. But he is snuggly. Cats aren't snuggly. He lays down and just snuggles. And if I don't snuggle with him, he'll go over to Mike.
Mike's a big old softy.
He is. He tries to pretend not to be, but he is. Especially with the dog and the kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it is
All
what it is.
right.
So do you want to go first this week or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay.
Yeah, then I'll
Is that
go.
just going to be our new thing that 1 week was just a one-off week?
No, I had 2 weeks where I went first. I'll go first when we record on Wednesday.
Okay. All right. So I am doing Delaware this week.
Ooh, another one of those that I never think about.
Exactly. I'm trying to get some of those out of the way because I know I'm going to end up forgetting one. I'm going to get to
That's all
49 and be
right.
like, all right, people help me out here. What state am I forgetting? So
Wait,
these.
but I forgot to ask, have we had anyone give us our first review yet?
No. Not that I've gotten any notification on.
You guys, come on. Please.
I'll go on and check tomorrow. Maybe it doesn't give us a notification, but I thought for sure if we got like a rating or a notification or a rating or a review, it would give us a notification.
I kind of figured too. I was just really hoping that my was just not working and that you were getting it.
I haven't gotten anything. All right. These are the road murders.
Oh, Cemetery Road? Okay.
So on Friday, May 8th of 2020, around 10 a.m., Paul, 86, and his wife, Linda Marino, 85, were starting their day out, as they had many times before, visiting the grave of their younger son, Anthony, who was 54 when he died in 2017. When he died at the Delaware Veterans Memorial Cemetery, they allowed you to bury one person in your family if they had a disability. So he died at such a young age because he had cerebral, I never say this right,
Me either.
cerebral palsy.
That sounds good.
Sorry if I messed that up. But within the family, so he was a World War II veteran. So they allow one child, if they have a health condition, to be buried there with them, or when they be buried, to be buried together. So they just put those three plots together. So Paul and Linda visited the grave of their youngest son every day, just like clockwork, unless the weather didn't allow them to. They even became very close with the staff that maintained the cemetery. Sheldon C. Francis was 26 years old, was also in the cemetery this particular day in March. He came upon the couple and shot them both point blank. Linda
Jeez.
was shot in the back of the head and announced dead at the scene. Paul later succumbed to his injuries the following day and also died. It is unknown if Linda or Paul was shot first, but known that Linda was shot execution style and likely died immediately.
Why did she suffer with it?
We don't know if Sheldon Francis knew his victims or what his motives of these murders were. Paul and Linda have two surviving children, twins, Ray and Paul Jr., both 60 years old, who were notified by the cemetery staff of what was going on. The staff at the time didn't know if the couple was okay, but they knew that they heard gunshots. They just knew that they were in the cemetery, so they wanted to let the kids know, and they reached out to Paul at the time, one of the twins. Once the news started covering the story, Paul turned on the television and saw his father's station wagon parked at the cemetery and knew his parents were the ones that had been shot.
That's a bummer.
The police
Especially at the
immediately,
cemetery.
yeah, visiting their son, which
Yeah,
you should
that's
never have
sad.
to visit your child at the cemetery.
Yeah.
It's never something that you want to do. So the police immediately created barricades to try and catch the shooter. The team also used a reverse 911 system to let residents in the area know that there was an active shooter on the run and to shelter in place. They even evacuated some of the residents in the area close by to make sure that they were safe and to also search for the shooter. So at the same time that they were evacuating them, they would ask to
Mm-hmm.
come in the house and make sure that they weren't being held captive by the shooter or anything.
Yeah. Good to smart.
Yeah. And I had no idea that they could use a reverse 911 system to let people know, like, that there was an active shooter.
Yeah. I mean, I know that here they did something like that, a month ago when Canadian was here. I don't know what it was. I think it was an active shooter in Juniata, I want to say. But
I
they
just
sent
saw
out like this.
something not that long ago that there was like a shootout in Juniata and the guy died.
Yeah,
That
there
was
was one in
it?
Juniata, and they sent out a mass text, which so the noise that it, the sound that it made on my phone and the way that it popped up across it was like it made me feel like it was a weather advisory type of thing. That's what usually happens. When it's like an Amber Alert, it has a different like
It's like
sound to it
really
or
loud
whatever.
and jarring.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I don't know. It's supposed to be bad weather. And so then I went and looked at the radar. I was like, no, that's not it. And Justin Canadian came home. They're like, did you hear about the active shooter? I'm like, what? No. I just got both my
You didn't
cheeks
even
red. I
look
had
at
no
it?
idea. No, like I just like it's just that sound. And I mean, it was starting to get a little cloudy out, so I just assumed it was a storm rolling in. And then they told me that, and I was like, oh my gosh. Well, then a couple days later, the same thing happened in Elm Creek, and the shooter went to Kearney, I think. And there was also one in Grand Island. So it was like a
Oh
few
my
days back to back
gosh.
where some alerts were going out. So I know some friends from GI got that same type of notification when there was an active shooter there.
That's weird. I've never gotten one of those on my phone. I've only gotten like the Amber Alert and the Silver Alert.
Yeah,
I've never
which
gotten like an active shooter alert, but I don't have a kid in school either, so I don't know if that affects it.
I would be freaked the heck out. I mean, everybody just got it, and so no one really knew what was going on. And supposedly there were teenagers in that area that were texting their parents telling what was going on, but no one had the right information. So, like everything I was reading on social media as this is going on versus what actually ended up happening was all wrong. People just
Oh.
sometimes, like, it's good to notify people, but at the same time, when social media comes in hand, well, I saw so and so say this, and they know somebody that was also close to that area, and
No, you
we
just need the
were,
facts.
yeah, like I don't want to know if you know someone there. I just want to know what the hell is happening and to make sure
Right.
that I'm okay in my house. I had no freaking idea. I thought it was just a bad storm.
Now
Oh
you're going to pay attention to those kinds of things.
yeah, oh yeah. Especially because Jesse and Canadian were not here, so I was like, oh my gosh, I was so ill prepared for this.
I mean, that's kind of what we talked about last week when we were like, oh, well, you kind of need to have a gun.
Yep.
Just in case.
Fairly aware of that now.
Yeah, I would be. Okay, so the children of the couple were in such shock because they expected their parents to have another 5 to 10 years with them due to the fact that they were in good health and took care of themselves very well. They were very independent up to their last moments, as seen by their daily rituals of cemetery visits to see their son. There was a shootout with Francis, who was seen wearing a black hoodie. During the shootout, it was said that Francis was using a semi-automatic weapon that he fired approximately 78 times.
Jesus.
It is said that troopers fired about 70 rounds back during the shootout. Francis did not hit any officers, but he did hit nearby structures and homes in the process. So it's good that they evacuated them because a stray bullet could have gone and gotten someone.
Heck yeah, that's scary.
It was several hours later that they were able to move closer and confirm what they had suspected of Francis. Francis, during this time, had run to nearby wooded area where he was found dead around 4 p.m. It was unclear if Francis died by suicide or was a shot wounded during the shootout with the police leading to his death. No officers were injured during the shootout, and in the woods they found a black makeshift tent that Francis had set up possibly been living in. Inside the tent, they found a set of handguns that he had used to kill the couple. So at some point, he had run back from the cemetery to this tent and traded out the handguns for the
The
semi-automatic
fire.
gun.
Oh my gosh.
So
He went in there guns a-blazin'.
he was prepared. He knew what he was doing. And I don't know what other kind of guns he had in there, but he did, the articles did say that he had several different guns in there. So he was
That sounds
stocking
very
up.
personal. Yeah, okay.
But they don't know if he actually knew the couple or not. The sons of the couple are like, we have no idea who this guy is. We've never seen him, never heard of him, nothing.
That's scary.
And how his parents were, I feel like the kids would have known who he was if it was an act
Yeah.
of knowing that person or people.
Yeah.
They would have known who he was. So after the fact, according to Francis's family, he had become paranoid about contracting the COVID virus and become manic and developed a doomsday outlook on life because of the pandemic. Shooting, they found a message on Francis's phone from Amazon, his employer, that there had been an outbreak of COVID at his workplace and he may have been exposed.
Oh, geez.
To this day, we have no idea why Francis shot the couple, if he knew them, or what happened that day. Unfortunately, we'll never know due to everyone being involved is now deceased.
That's awful.
So the theory is that once he got that call or message from Amazon that he may have been exposed, he kind of just lost it.
Like what? Bonkers.
Yeah, he went ballistic.
But on
And
completely innocent people.
he did, but if he was living in the woods near that area and he thought he may have contracted it, it may have been like a zombie apocalypse kind of feeling in his head where he just needs to kill everybody around him. Because it doesn't seem like he was very mentally stable, especially if he's setting up a tent in the woods with more than one gun for protection.
See, but even if he had that type of mentality, you'd think, okay, so I was exposed, so I'm never leaving my house again. I never want to see another human. I just want to barricade myself in my home, knowing that I have what I need to survive here in case shit does go down. You know? Why would you want
I
to
don't
go out and kill people?
think he was thinking in that state. I think he was just kind of in a manic state where things didn't make sense. So he
Yeah.
was just doing whatever he thought of at that exact moment.
That's scary. That's super scary.
It is super scary because there are people that still think that way, even
And
like
the pandemic's not
now.
even done. Like
No.
it's still going. I remember when I first read about the pandemic, I was working for the state and I was like, yes, it's just like the flu. It'll be done in like a month. And then like 2 days later, I get an email that I'm supposed to take all of my equipment home and work from home until further notice. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna be scared. Like, and they my boss called me and was like, hey, since you have kids, like go buy groceries and toilet paper and whatever that you need to get you by for at least a month just in case. And I'm like, so I need to be like really worried. And then I went out and did that because I called Jesse and I was like, oh my gosh, my boss just told me to do this. And then went and bought everything. And when we both were home, we talked about it. And I was like, I don't know if I should like actually be worried or not. So I guess I can kind of imagine how panicked he was. But I mean, it didn't last me very long because
I mean,
everyone at that point was not
I didn't
around
think it
other
was going to
people.
last nearly this long. And especially when, like, Mike didn't work for like 3 months, I don't think. Then I was like, okay, now this is really getting serious. If they're closing down everything. But I feel like it got way more serious in other parts of the country than it did down here. Because, I mean, it still is, let's be honest. Everyone is escaping to Florida.
Well, and I know that like towards the end of the school year, Ariana was pretty happy if like to not have to wear a mask every day, you know, with summer coming up. But so then when they went to school for what like 2, 3 days here, and then that following week they had to start wearing a mask. I saw parents all over social media saying, "Oh, screw that! My kid's not going to school if they have to wear a mask, and if they'll wear a mask if you want them to, but you're providing it." I'm like, okay, but you guys make it sound like the pandemic just ended because it was summer, like. It's still there, whether you think it's serious or not. Like, just wear the damn mask. And of course, you know, when they're sitting there saying, "Oh, I'm not sending my kids to school," you know what I haven't seen all over social media is people saying, Well, my kids are bored at home because they're not going to school. Because you know what? They sent their kids to school.
Right.
Like, quit acting all bad on social media. Like, just wear the damn mask.
They don't wear it at daycare, but it's also like, okay, you're gonna try and get a bunch of 2, 3, 4 year olds to wear a
Yeah.
mask, which you're eating half the day between lunch,
Or outside and
snacks.
playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
and
I don't
they
want to wear
don't.
a mask any more than the next person, but you know, if it's a requirement to go to
Right.
school, I mean, people can still do the virtual thing, I think. I'm not really sure.
I don't know if
Ariana's
that was
never
an
once
option
complained.
down here
Ariana's
this year.
never once complained about having to wear a mask. She's just like, okay, that's fine. I mean, I enjoyed not having to wear one, but it's okay. And she does
Lakin
not care.
had literal culture shock when I told him he didn't have to wear a mask anymore.
Oh.
Like, he was like, no, I get to pick one out every day before I go to school, and then I wear it,
Yeah.
and I bring it home and I put it in the washer. And he just, it took probably 2 or 3 weeks of me saying, you don't have to wear it anymore.
Yeah.
And he was so confused because half of his life he'd been wearing a mask at that point. It was
Yeah,
just
that's
like they
crazy.
don't understand. And he's never going to understand that until he gets older. And
But at
he's going
least
to
he was
look at
completely okay
crap.
with wearing it.
Yeah, he didn't fight me on it. He never
Yeah.
did.
What a
But
good kid.
I really thought we were going to have to duke it out on
Fight
that
with
one. Yeah.
Oh, man. Remember, Ariana said, I'll see if I can find them. I think I have just the one. I'm like, it's all right. Like, we can get you more. Like, it's not like the store stopped selling them over the summer.
Right. I'm pretty sure they're
Yeah.
still on sale.
Yep. We can still buy them in bulk. Don't you worry. So she's going to be in for a shock when we move to South Carolina because she doesn't have to wear a mask there. I remember when
No.
I asked, I called a couple months, like a couple weeks ago to ask what the requirements were besides like the physical and vaccines and all that. And I was like, what about a mask? And she's like, no, don't worry about it. And I was like, what? Like, no, they don't have to wear a mask in school. And I was
The
like
South is a different breed,
right
dude.
now? And she's like, no, during the whole pandemic, I think maybe like for a couple weeks in the very, very beginning of it, but it ended very fast. So if you want to, you definitely can, and it's recommended, but we're not going to force anyone to do anything. I'm like, it's going to be a whole nother type of situation when we move over there. And I'm kind of excited about it.
You are gonna have culture shock
It'll be nice.
because the South is a different breed.
Yeah, I'm all right with
And
that.
live here for a while and then let me know what you think. I feel like some of the things you're gonna be like, I don't agree with that.
Well, I mean, I obviously don't know anyone there. I'm hoping to make friends, but we'll see how that goes. But I know when we first started job hunting, maybe Jesse has a friend that lives like 2 hours from where we're going to be living. And she gave me contact information for two recruiters. And she told me, like, you can reach out to them, but like people down here live their like pace of life way different than other areas. Like it's
Yes.
just a lot more laid back, and where there you have to be like on time, and if you're not even early, they kind of like frown upon it. Here it's just like very chill, very laid back. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Well, I texted her and I was like, hey, so I contacted her, I emailed her and I called her like 2 days ago and I still haven't heard anything. And she's like, it's like I told you, like their way of life is a little more laid back and chill than it is. I'm like, well, how the hell do you function with a job if that's how you that's how you handle
Right.
it? And then like a week later, I still hadn't heard anything. I'm like, all right, I'm done trying with these recruiters. I'll just do it on my own. And Jesse's like,
So they still never got
she
back
warned
to
us.
you?
Nope, never got back to either one of us.
That's really weird.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, it's fine, no big deal. That's the way that it functions, and I'll just do it myself. So yeah, that will be really hard because as when it's just Jesse and I, for the most part, we're pretty on time for things. But when you're dealing with kids, it's a
Oh
little
yeah,
different.
different ball game.
So when it comes to being like professional and on time and all that type of thing, like even that one interview that I have set up for when we get out there, I think it's like 5 o'clock, and she goes, so we'll see you at like 5:30. And I was like, I thought you said five. And she goes, yeah, it's like around 5:30. And I'm like, oh geez.
You're
Like if I'm
invest
so
in some
that'll
books because I
well,
feel
thank
like
goodness
you're
I have a
gonna be
podcast to
early.
work on 24/7. Oh man, that'll be nice though. I'll just hang out in the pool a little longer every day. That's all right.
So, I don't know if it's going to be warm enough when we get there. It might be when we come to visit you guys to go to the pool. But they have a lot of like festivals and stuff going on at that weekend that I was
Yeah,
looking
I'm
at.
excited. I mean, I don't know what
So,
we're gonna do, but we're gonna do something fun.
I mean, if there's a pumpkin patch open, I would go. It's a little bit
On top of
early,
that,
but.
yeah. I was like, I don't really know if Jesse even likes pumpkin patches. I don't think he's ever gone with Ariana and I.
Oh yeah, y'all didn't go to Vala's with us, huh?
I've never been to Valas. I've gone to the one, I think it's in Saint Laborie or Saint Paul or something up north of GI. And then the one in Glenville is the one that I used to go to all the time. I've only ever gone to two pumpkin patches my whole life. Yeah, I mean, they're
Lived in
fun, but
Nebraska and not gone to Vala's?
don't know.
That's like one of the biggest pumpkin patches in the country, I think.
I know I've heard really good things about it, but especially around
Oh,
fall
what a
time, we
shame.
get really busy too, and every year something else comes up and we're just like, yeah, do you really want to take a whole day to go to a pumpkin patch?
Okay, but Vala's is not just a pumpkin patch.
I know, but you also
Girl.
got to remember that Jesse grew up an only child and he has never really been into that kind of stuff. His parents didn't really do that kind of stuff either. So, and Ariana's always been really content with the one in Glenville. So that's just what we always did.
Valor's is an experience. I traveled halfway across the country
I
to go
know,
last year. If I had the option, I would go
but
at the beginning of October
yeah, see, Ariana,
and
I
get
think
up
we'd
and
much
everything.
rather do stuff like when it's hot outside, like to go to something like that, not, I don't know, I guess maybe pumpkin patches just aren't really our thing. We make time for
Oh,
other
I don't
stuff, I
think you've
guess, I
been
don't
to a real pumpkin patch to be able to
know.
even say that.
Well, maybe someday we'll go. Maybe.
Damn it, it is spooky season. You need to go to a pumpkin patch.
I like spooky seasons, but I don't know. Like when people freak out about this pumpkin spice latte, I didn't even know that PSL stood for that until like last year. And I finally asked Jesse, like, what the hell is everybody always freaking out about this PSL thing? And he's like, what, the basic white girl thing of pumpkin spice latte? And I was like, oh, I guess. Like, I guess I don't know. I
Well,
never
now they
thought
have
about it.
the pumpkin, I think it's pumpkin cold brew, pumpkin cream cold brew. Yeah. So it's like a cold brew coffee with like cold foam on the top, but if the cold foam on the top is pumpkin flavor. A lot of people that don't like pumpkin spice have said that they like that.
I'd much like, I love my black coffee. So I'll have my black coffee and my piece of pumpkin pie. I'm pretty content with that.
I think this is a closer version to that than the pumpkin spice latte. So you might
Well,
like the cold brew better.
I'm gonna have to try it because Brenner just gave me a gift card to Starbucks.
Oh,
So
there
I'm
you
gonna have to
go.
figure something out that I like there besides black coffee. Because I can't justify spending money on black coffee when I can get it home.
This is true. If you're going to go to Starbucks, you might as well get something fancy.
Yeah, and I don't like donuts, so I'm about to learn a whole bunch of new things about Starbucks.
Starbucks doesn't sell donuts.
I feel like sometimes they sell some of that sweet stuff because Ariana will go with some of her friends when she spends the night over there.
You can
She'll come
get
back and
like
be like, "We got Starbucks," and always has like donut or some type of pastry. I don't know. I just
they
assume it's
have
donuts because she
pastries,
likes donuts. Oh, okay.
but they don't have donuts. It's not like Dunkin'
I just assume
Donuts.
it's donuts because she likes donuts. So when she says, I got some dessert stuff, I'm like, oh, okay. So you got a
They
donut?
have like
Cool.
brownies and cookies and
Donut.
croissants and like
Okay. Yeah.
breakfast sandwiches, but it's not like Dunkin' where they have like donuts galore.
Well, then that makes me happy.
Their egg bites are pretty good.
There what?
Egg bites.
Oh,
They're
okay.
like this big. You get two of them. They have like a feta and Gruyere one, I think, or feta and ham, something like that. A veggie one, and then like a spinach one, spinach and egg white one.
That
They're
sounds
pretty
good.
good. I like them.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down and put that on my list. Egg bites.
They're one of the
I will.
healthier
That's on my
things.
list.
All right, what you got for
All
me?
right. So mine is about this gentleman named Andres Mendoza. He goes by also El Chino. I don't know why, because he doesn't look Chino to me, like Chinese type. Maybe a
So
little.
that's like a
I don't know.
slur.
So, yeah. I would have maybe kind of like a nickname, like most guys named Jesus, like they call him Pancho. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
Mets,
Would you
if any
call him
Mexicans
Jesus?
listen to this, I'm sure they know that. And you call Jesus? jeez. Okay. Well, so the picture that I found on this gentleman, I don't know why, but his eyes have like this black bar across them, so you can't see his eyes. So you can see his face and his ears, his neck, his chin, like his hairline, everything really well, except for there's like a black bar right here. I don't know why.
That's
Because all the
weird.
other ones that I found on all my other stories, you can see their faces just fine. So, but this also, he was arrested earlier this year. So maybe it's just because it's so new.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe some laws changed. But so as of May 21st, he was 72. And he was arrested.
He's old.
He was arrested like early May. He had tried to avoid the scene, but the cops were already there. So it didn't last very long. But so his profession was he was a butcher. That's what
Oh
he had
no.
worked as his whole life. What do you think it was that he did?
Cut people up.
A little bit, yeah, some of them. So
Some what?
he for sure had seven victims. They think it was anywhere from 20 to 29, though, because in his home they found a lot of females' personal belongings. For example, fingernail polish, jewelry, wallets, like random clothes, makeup, shoes, and cell phones. And also a notebook with the names of 29 women altogether. So a
Did
lot
he
of the
like
articles
keep
that
a
I
log?
found, yeah, that's kind of how I took it as. There was a lot of articles that were in Spanish and English, but when I would go click on the English one or Spanish one to try and translate it, I would get kicked out of the site. So I'm gonna see if I can like just sit down and actually translate it all, put in my notes for you. But it was never really like ver so far it hasn't been verified on if he really did murder 29 women or what he did with those 29. But he actually would try and make sexual and romantic advances at some women, and he would meet them at bars or other social places like that, and then convince them somehow to go back to his place and have some drinks. And then once he would try and make it more of a sexual thing and the girls would reject him, the tables would turn really fast.
So he was sexually motivated.
Yeah. So he had for sure some of the victims that he had was Norma that he met at a bar. He stabbed her to death. Berenice met at a bar and she took a knife to the chest and then he removed her limbs.
Oh.
And then Flor, she went missing and was last seen October of 2016. He also met her at a bar and had given her money. I think they had like started to kind of maybe hang out a little bit at the bar. Not quite a romantic level, but I think that's what he was going towards. And I don't think she really saw it that way, maybe. But then I couldn't find how he killed her. And then also Rubicela, he was obsessed with her and I guess like tried to pursue her more than once. She was reported missing in July of 2019. He actually kidnapped and murdered her. And then he also admitted to killing a gal named Aileen and Gardenia, and he met both of those at a bar as well. His most recent victim's name was Reina Gonzalez Amador. She was 34, a mother of two. And I think some of these other gals were also moms or married, like. I just put in like the basic information for him, but Andres was actually a family friend of Reina and her husband Bruno, and this her husband Bruno actually also happened to be a cop. So Bruno and Reina would financially help Andres, and then like even help him with food. Like he was over at their house quite often. Like her two kids, like even knew that he was kind of like their charity case type of thing. I guess all of the neighbors knew him as he was very quiet, but always really creepy. There was always something off about him, and he was always drunk. So people like knew he was, a citizen there, but no one ever really encountered him or tried to approach him like that because he gave everyone the heebie-jeebies. Which, I mean,
Every
how's that get
neighborhood's
going?
got one.
Obviously, yeah. So I guess that Andres would regularly go shopping with Reina because she had some type of business where she sold like used cell phones and like parts for him. And so they would routinely go shopping and like to try and fulfill her supply and all that she needed for her work. Except for one time, she never came home. So her husband said bye to her in the early in the morning when he went to work while he was a cop, and then never came home that night. So then he kind of was worried about it, went and asked. Andres wouldn't open the door. So then a couple of days later, her husband Bruno returned with her brother and was trying to ask Andres, like, what's going on? Like, the last time I saw her, she was coming to see you and then never came home. We got two kids. Like, what's going on? I guess he just refused to open the door. So he started investigating on his own. And like even got to the point where he was looking up surveillance video for their area in the neighborhood. Obviously saw her walk in and then never left, but Andres left. So something was up. He knew
That's
something was going
fishy.
on. Yeah, so I read a lot of articles as to like how deep into the like investigation he did on his own, because he tried to actually go and talk to his fellow police officer friends and try and get them to help him. And they even put like a missing persons report and everything on his wife, and they just refused to help because they thought that she had just kind of taken off on her own and that she would come back, because she's an adult and she doesn't have to tell anyone that she's leaving. I guess you have that right,
That's
but
terrible to think that, though.
yeah, and especially
Like, there
because
was
you
no
know your wife.
indication.
Yeah. And I mean, most people, like if people are having marital problems, like you could kind of see maybe that one of them
Right.
would take off. But she was a devoted wife and loved her kids, and like no one knew of any problems that they were having. So it was
And
very abnormal for her to just take off and not come back.
I'm sure he could look at their bank account because she would have taken money out or used a credit card or, something to indicate that.
Something was up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that there was money
Yeah.
going somewhere to something where she
Yeah.
was.
I was very happy that I never read anything that he raped any of them. So I'm sure that he tried to push it a little bit sometimes with them, but as soon as they turn him down, he was just, nope, I'm just going to kill you then. Instead of, I'm going to rape you and then kill you, or torture you and kill you, or kill you and then rape you,
So it's
like I
just
just
like
saw that he
turned
murdered
into
them.
like a blind rage. I'm just gonna kill
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. So Bruno would. He was investigating it on his own. After a while, him and his brother-in-law had finally returned to Andres's house looking for her. And so he's like, you know what? I'm just going to call her again because like something happened here and I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Well, while he's
Oh
standing in his
no.
doorway, he calls her cell phone. Like her husband, Bruno, calls Reina's cell phone and he hears it ringing from inside of Andres's house. So at this point, like the cops were a little more like, all right, well, we'll go with you and we'll see what's up. Well, when he heard the phone ringing, he's like, yo, I heard it. Like, get your ass in there. Like, let's go.
Right.
So he went in and they started, kind of looking for it. Not too long after Bruno and the other cops walk in, he finds parts of her on a table and finds her belongings and finds a bunch of
Oh
other
no.
skulls and body parts that belong to other women. And
Just like out in the open.
well, I mean, some of it was in his basement. Like it was kind of like scattered throughout his house, but his wife, Reina, was on a, like he found her body all mutilated and all that on a table.
How many days was in between this?
Probably I'd say at least a week for sure, because I know
Oh, so
there was
it
a couple
smelled
articles.
horrible and.
Excuse me. Well, and I don't know if he killed her right away or if he held her hostage for a couple days and then that happened. I just saw that by the time Andres was arrested, because all of this, he started trying to kidnap and murder women. He started 20 years ago. So he was doing
The
it for
2000?
a while. 2001 was the very, very first one that he did. So as they were looking and investigating throughout the house, they, found lots of other skulls and body parts. They actually found some that were buried in his basement and then under some miscellaneous concrete layers. They for sure found body parts that belonged to a total of 9 other women, but he admits to only killing 7. So remember earlier when I said at least he didn't rape them type of thing?
Yeah.
He didn't rape them, but he did occasionally dabble in cannibalism. And then, I mean, RIP for all of these ladies, but Reyna, I guess, was the prettiest one of all that he had. And he didn't just chop her up. He also like peeled off her face because she was the prettiest and
Oh,
wanted to
huh.
keep it.
Why do you keep doing
Yeah.
this?
I know, I'm
Why do you keep choosing
sorry.
these people? Girl, I'm a barf.
I know, I'm sorry. They also found videotapes of all of the killings. So he recorded them all. So I never saw if he was like, I'm gonna have these ladies come over and I'm gonna have a camera set up and I wanna try and record me getting them in the sack. And
So
then
make
that's
a
why he
sex
recorded
tape,
it.
but then
Yeah.
it ended up being
Or
murder
if,
tape.
yeah, or if he knew that things were going south and he knew that he wanted to record the killing. I don't know. I never saw any confirmation or any of that. But so they found all of this stuff and he admitted to the 7 women. There was two that they couldn't find the body parts for sure, like to link them, but it's all still fairly early. Like he hasn't been sentenced or anything yet. I actually think I read that he's supposed to be having another hearing trial, like I think next month, I think. But since he's been in jail, the
Well,
cellmates,
wait. Oh, do they still use like cannibal forks?
I don't know what that is.
Because every time that you say cannibal, like this is what I think of.
So I don't know. I've never heard of the cannibal fork, so I have no idea.
You never heard of that in like the late 90s, early 2000s when there was like a big, I don't want to say outbreak, but kind of. Of people thinking like I should be a cannibal. Like you can even buy a cannibal fork now.
Yeah, no, I had no idea. That's great.
That's really
I'm happy
gross.
that I had no
That's,
idea.
well, sorry, I ruined that for you.
No, that's okay. I will have to look into that, but I'm happy I did not know about that until now.
That's part of what icks me out so much.
Yeah, nope. But while he's been in jail, he's actually had quite a few cellmates that have tried to kill him, so he has been relocated a couple times. Yeah.
Ooh.
So, and he's only been in jail. I mean, he was arrested, what I say, like May 12th, like very early May. So it
Yeah,
hasn't
only
been
a
that
couple
long, and he's been
months.
relocated a couple of times. Yeah. So, I mean, his sentencing trials are still ongoing, and they're still investigating. They're taking it room by room, and they're literally like looking in the walls and the staircases, like behind furniture, under. Yeah. They're literally digging for everything that they can find. But like he has no remorse. He said multiple times that he doesn't feel bad
Did
on
he
that.
have a family? He didn't have a family, right?
Like he was literally Reyna and her husband's like charity case. So yeah, but that's the
So he
story of
never.
Andres. That's an ongoing one. I'm gonna make sure that I keep that on my list to give you an update on too.
So he doesn't have a trial date set yet?
I think it's for next month.
Next month? Okay.
Yeah, so I guess we will see how that goes. I will make sure I keep everyone updated on that whenever I find something out.
That's creepy.
Yeah,
You gotta stop doing cannibal ones.
I know. My next one, I will try my hardest that it so it won't be like that.
Because the cauldron of body parts last week, posting that picture, I was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
But all
Well,
right.
that was our episode. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.